The Me'il had, it was Arba Kanfos.
Yeah. Second.
Okay, no, so now we'll do a Sif base. Seder Atifaso, the way in which you enwrap yourself in your talis, is Kederech B'nei Adam, like any normal person, Shemes Kasim B'Ksusam, they wrap themselves in their clothing, because that's toga style, right? V'Oskim B'Malachtan, they do their thing, they go about their business, and they're wrapped in their, you know, overgrown sheet, if you will. And since the sheet has four corners, it's got tzitzis on it, and that's that. And when you go about your business, working, you know, out in the fields with your, you know, toga on, pa'amim b'kisui harosh, sometimes you put it over your head so the sun should shine down on you, but pa'am b'gili harosh, sometimes not. So, that's of course based on the Gemara, but the point is that you're wearing your garments as is normal. The thing is, the problem is, of course, it ain't normal by us. It isn't normal by us to wear anything on our heads, right, in terms of garments. But we'll see in a minute that there are some Rishonim hold that the atifa, the enwrapment, dafka has to be dafka on your head. So we're going to get to more like, you know, more contrived behavior to get the shitas. We'll see, yeah. But he isn't differentiating between the cut and the guttle. He's just saying that step one is you should wear your garments like a normal person, which means sometimes covered head and sometimes not covered head. So since as far as the Mechaber is concerned, and the poskim before him, the Rishonim, and so concerned, and back to the Gemara, that sometimes you wear covered, sometimes you wear uncovered head, they're going to want you to have part of your levishas talis to be with the head covered. So that'll be the first step. We'll cover head, and then we'll go to step two, is uncovered head. Possibly. Yep. So, but Nachon, he says, therefore, the right thing to do is Sheikhaseb Arosho Batalis. You should cover your head in your talis. Okay, so now we're going to see. Again, there's the wearing it in part, in different parts. Here, inside it says, Tzivkat and Gimel. Begili Arosh, sometimes your head is uncovered. Da'afagav de Mevarchin Leisatef, even though the bracha is, because the bracha Leisatef, which according to some might mean like Dafka enwrapped, including your head. Kisiya Guf Lechudecha Ve'itif. Truth is that no, says the Mishabura, just enwrapping your body without your head also can be construed, can be contained in the word lehisatef, to be enwrapped. Love off your head. Vu ikra ituf. And indeed, he suggests that perhaps being wearing your clothing is actually ikra ituf. Okay. Now, va'ove drachem, he says, by the way, the people who travel at a distance, shemenichin atalas kishu mekupal, they take their tassel rolled up, folded up, and they umishalshlin saviv tzavar, they like just throw it over their shoulder, al katfehen, like, you know, on their, around their necks and over their shoulders, like a shawl, exactly, like a shawl, like a scarf, exactly. It's not down your back; it's like down both sides, down your front. And yotzim dechavas tzitzis b'zeh, that won't cut it. You're not yotzi tzitzis with that. The v'gai gavna l'kuli alma lav itufu. Everyone agrees that's not being enwrapped. So that's how a lot of these like conservative and reform synagogues, they have these like funny like scarfy things. You know what I'm talking about? Like you see, the prayer shawls. They wear like a shawl. So that's not going to cut it. It's just not going to, even if those things aren't going to cut it, because wearing it around your neck isn't going to cut it.
Itif on the neck alone doesn't suffice.
Yeah. Itif either means unwrapping your body in it, or maybe means wrapping your head in it, but just around your neck is your scarf. It's not this attack. Even if you're like wrapped around your neck, it's not cutting it. Right. Okay, so he's not addressing those funny talis. I'm just being like, practice how it goes today. But to put it, you see people do it sometimes. I've seen people like have, they even have a huge like 6 foot talis, but it's like all kind of like draped over in front of them. They don't know what they're doing, basically. So that's a technical problem. Not just you look like a, you know what you're doing, you know, but it's a technical problem. You're not filling the lesatef, right, and wrapped in tzitzis, and that's the issue. Where this Baal should point out, as the Mishmur will say shortly, where this essential requirement to be lesatef, to be enwrapped, and it comes from, is already not 100% clear. But it's clear that they watched her do it, and that's the Chazal or Misak and the Bracha. But as the Mishmur says, no hint in the Torah of having ito. Okay. In any case.
Indeed.
Okay, but they contracted the bracha to be lehisatef, to be enwrapped in tzitzis. Okay, all right. Okay, now, Sivkat and Dalit, he said it's proper to cover your head in the talis. So he says, shekisui ze machnia leva adam, having your head covered with the talis humbles, a person's heart, machnias, more than humbles. Yeah, I don't know, like subjugates, humbles. Fine. Umivla de Yerushalayim brings a person to Yerushalayim. So your head should be covered. Now, va'an betaz shedato denachon. The right thing to do is shelo yasir hakova katan shal rosh beisa tefila. You should keep your head covered. He didn't say that fully yet, but keep your head covered when you're davening. We'll see that in a second. But under your talus, which is covered, under your talus where your head is, should be a kippah also. Afshu mechusav rosh betalus gamkan. Even though you have a head covering, don't take off your kippah underneath. Because of a bach, the bach holds the tzarch sheyat talus. Al rosho mitchilas atfila at sofa. The Bach wants you the whole time you're davening shacharis to have your talis over your head, beginning to end. Bal kol panim, whether or not you're going to feel that, yamod kach mutaf, make your head covered, and that means the atif, which we'll describe in a second. Lefachot at least kadei hiluch arba amos, at least the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos, which is like let's say 4 seconds. Now, there we're going to get more into how that's done in a second, how we do that. To be misatef our head for those 4 seconds, but first says kasa b'kavanos. The Arizal said he was mechasa hatalis al tefillin shalrosh. He would actually, did I skip this one? Mechasa talis al tefillin shalrosh. He would cover his talis on top of the tefillin shalrosh. Vayin sof simon chavzayin dal kol panim lichas legamre. When you'd cover his fill in, but not all the way. They should still come out a little bit, because there's a pasuk about it, that people should see a person's pe'er, and the shalrosh should be seen. So it's going to be half covered by the talus. Now, b'shas atif, when you're going to wrap yourself and your head in a tefka way, mechasa rosho b'talus ad shegia ad piv. You should wrap, pull the talus over your head. Now we're talking about making the bracha standing up, and you're going to do this technical head wrapping business. So, you're going to wrap it, pull it over your head, down to the they call the atara, the top part, the top of it. Talas Gadol we're talking about. Yeah, Talas Katan is coming next, but we're still getting there, but Talas Gadol, for now we're Talas Gadol, because it's big. Pull it over your head, down to your, mouth. It's actually quite a nice drawing here, I quite like it. No, because, why do I like it? Because the way he drew it here, no great solution here. He just has, there's a peak hole. Because if you look at the way he drew it here is not how you see most people do it in the Ashkenazi world, which is basically their head is looks like a lollipop and is all wrapped up and thrown over the shoulder. What's his name? I can't forget his name now. Rav Avadia Yosef. He uses some very strong lashon. Saying you guys Ashkenazim are a bunch of jokers, because the whole Gemara talking about you wear it how people wear it. Sometimes you work with the head covered, not head covered. He's like, nobody ever works with their head covered like a lollipop. That's not how you impossible. That's what it means. That can't be. So he doesn't want to know from it. But at least this you have a peephole so you can hide through. He says it's ridiculous. He's very 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 strong lashon. There's no way that could be what comes out of mind to be like in wrapped you can't see. Who wears clothes you can't see over out of your clothes? It's crazy. In any case, so at least this the drawing. Keep back with horses. You see, you get a little peak hole at the top there. So it's down to your mouth. Anyways, the Mishnah, as you know full well, that's how Ashkenazim do it. They cover their heads like a lollipop. But that's right. They have different. But the point, at least they can see out the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just speaking out. Right. That's exactly what the Gemara says. And Vadia says no Arab in his right mind would go about his business with. They can't see. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, Lomashina, that's so that's that. Anyway, so that's that. So he says pull it down just to your mouth. And with that picture you get a little peeking out of it. And then you want to throw it over your shoulder, what do we say here? Umashlech kol ha'arba tzitzios letzad smol. Then you bunch it all up and you throw all 4 corners over your left shoulder. Kadeh hiluch arba amos. And you leave yourself in that enwrapped position, because to be yolti the shitas were shown that you want your dafka head to be in misatef, your head to be enwrapped. So then you wait for that 4 seconds, let's say. Vachakach, yasar atifa. After that, then you can undo your head wrapping. I shall rosh yeh nirak tzas. Then you'll pull it back, because it's down to your mouth, let's say, so you're going to pull it back up that it should be here. All right, so your head's covered as you see people davening. Sure, as you see people davening. You have your head covered. You don't see yourself. You see everyone else. They have their head covered with the talus, but the tzitzis are visible.
normally you're doing it before tefillin.
Well, he's... Yes. We're doing it before tefillin, so then you'll pull it up afterwards and have your tefillin visible. Yeah. Right? Your head covered, but your tefillin visible. The result, it seems that he did it with tefillin on. Yeah.
But basically, it's just to say that the broch is on the tefillin, or the yerotin, then you've got to see out. Before you take it off, then
he
gives you the performance
of the first
time that it
takes to... Okay, fine, good. You have to know that you're right on Balpeh, by the
way. Because
why do you think the result of the first fail? Why did it take the tefillin on?
No,
I don't know.
Why do you think that makes you say good then? You can't put on towels like the first
thing. Look what it says. No, because it says...
No, when he put on his towels, he covered the towels over the tefillin shalosh completely. Not even open them like the Mishnah Berurah says. He holds to cover the tefillin shalosh. Others say to leave it uncovered. So Mishnah Berurah says a pshara. Do it like halfway. Half covered, half uncovered. That's Mishnah Berurah's pshara for the two minutes.
That's the pshara?
Yeah. That's what I understand. Yeah, you could have the towels for it.
I don't... That isn't how I remember it, let's say. That's the best way of putting it. But I'm seeing here that he says, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, don't cover it in total.
Because
he's
supposed to
have
two opinions what to do with the
Oh, I see.
Cover or uncover, the reason says cover, others say uncover. So he says, don't like, you know, cover it, but not all the way. Leave it something, at least something to the other opinion.
I didn't look up the Arizal, I'm sorry, you might have imagined. One second, but they did. What did I say here? No, they didn't have anything to say about it. Okay. Okay, yeah, you're right. Not connected. The Mishnah Berurah said maybe he's posturing because Ruach Lameyar, it's Kishem Hashem Nikra Lacha. That's the Gemara Baruch said it's Tefillin Shalrosh. So, okay, maybe you're right. Indeed. Okay, so maybe the Rizal didn't do it that way, and he's maybe the Rizal didn't wrap himself up with a Tefillin on. He did it in our order, but then he had his whole Tefillin covered, and the Mishnah Berurah saying not to do that, have it some exposed. Okay, I can hear that. Good. Okay, very good. Now, sorry, I lost my place here. Fine, that's good. Now it says, "Velo kamo." No. Oh, sorry. And after that, after you've wrapped yourself up, you should have your head that's tefillin shalosh uncovered here, and you pull it down. Then you want to put your tzitzis like two in the front and two in the back. We'll see in Sif Dalid, there's a shem that there's a halacha, you have to have two in the front, two in the back, so you're like surrounded by mitzvahs. So after you've wrapped yourself up and thrown over your old left shoulder, arrange yourself such that your head is covered, your tefillin are exposed a little bit, and your tzitzis on the front and the back, as it should be. V'zeo atifa yotzim ba l'kuliyama. With that way, by wrapping your head up first totally, then according to everyone, you're yotzi, the chi of atifa. Without that, some say it is, some say it isn't a ma'akev, have your head covered, in wrapped. Now, that's good. V'lo kamosh nohagin, what you shouldn't do is those eza nashon, those few people, that their custom is, shemoshkin atalis al atman, aj magia l'rosh, sorry, harosh l'chetzi or chatalis. Don't do people who like, don't pull down to their mouth, but they pull like over. It's like their head's like in the middle of a talus, right? Like the garden of the duchen, exactly. Right? Dazel and eno nikra tifa. Just that's a cast for the friendly ghost. That's not a tifa, so that's not going to cut it. It's just looking like a weirdo. I don't know, walking around like that. Fine. So now, fine. I'm Morkatan Chavdal Ramav. Now, Mashma Gemara Nudem. Mashma Gemara. He says it sounds like Gemara Shabachur Lo Yahaya. Machasa rosha batalis, a bacher should not cover his head with a talis. Let's say we're talking about a bacher who's going to daven with a talis on. For whatever reasons, some Sephardim have the custom, they can put it on when they create the Torah, and then they should leave it on until, or they get Aliyah, they leave it on until, whatever it is, the talis has it, yekas do it. Yeah, so those who have the talis on, that's fine, but if they're not married, they should not cover their head, the lo hayam machasa rosho b'talis, afilu hu tamal chacham, even if they're a tamal chacham.
The first place I saw it done was in Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin, Bachman did cover the head of the first year of Tzibur. And over here they do it also. The only place that I saw it. Right.
We're going to make a macha. We're going to send a letter to the authorities. Oh, yeah? Okay, we're going to consult with them. Very good.
Because they want to do that. It's a mashma.